You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown for Friday, Thursday, the 4th of February. Wow, it's hard to get that out. I can't believe how fast the year's going by already. I am Mr. Jolly of Sydney. That is Mr. Jolly of Sydney on Twitter, of course. My partner with the show is Scotty Harland, a.k.a. The Harlander, The Harlander 23 on Twitter, H-A-R Lander. And shout out to all the big knobs from, of course, Hoopball, which is the great organization that we come to you from. Speaking of great, I'm joined today by my Thursday night living legend. I've missed him the last couple of weeks. I think he's coming to us from a different state today. That is his level of dedication. He is, of course, Brent the Middleman Carlson. Brent.
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, I'm coming from my normal state of confusion is where I'm coming from. But yeah, coming to you from Arizona today, my last show from Arizona, being back in California after this, but missed you the last couple of weeks, ready to talk some hoots.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've missed you as well because it's a lot of fun. It's Friday afternoon here for me, and it's, as we say in Australia, it's about 30 minutes before beer o'clock. So these shows with you sort of set me up for that. Now, let's just do these games in any order and start with probably the most bonkers line. By the way, is that word common in the States, bonkers?
Yeah, when you're talking about a game like this, it definitely fits. But, yeah, well. I don't think I've ever used it, but I've heard it used.
Well, bonkers means insane, of course. And Kelly Oubre Jr. for the Golden State Warriors, who ran out big winners against the Dallas Mavericks. Boy, oh boy, the Mavericks cannot take a trick, can they? They play against the Warriors. They lost 147 to 116. Usually it's only the Wizards or the Nets who concede that kind of score or or get that kind of score in a game. And it was Kelly Oubre Jr. who did the damage. He had 40 points on 14 for 21 shooting, 7 for 10 from the field, 5 for 6 from the line, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. My goodness, what do you say? It was a tsunami.
That 7 for 10 from 3 is insane, especially for a guy who's struggled all season with his 3-point shot, who's been on our Discord. I've seen his name pop up almost more than anybody else's. Should I sell? Should I buy low? Is he finished? Well, I hope you hung on to him, and I hope you bought low, because the cold streak is over.
Yeah, now shout out to the guys. God, I've got him in a couple of leagues, and you would not believe some of the absolute dog doo-doo offers I've had. I think in two different leagues, I had six different offers that somehow included Hassan Whiteside for him.
That just shows how low Oubre had sank in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, very, very, very much so. So, I mean, what's the takeaway from this? He's not an immediate sell high, is he? We think this means he's back. This is not like an aberration and he's just going to fall back to being crap again, is it?
No, I mean, obviously this is probably going to be his best game of the season, I would think. But he certainly is not a sell high. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, has top 30 upside with his defense that he brings. You know, I think this is just a resetting of the balance. The beginning of the season, he was just so ice cold. It was bound to turn around at some point. And, you know, we just have to keep reminding people it's still way early in the season. There's still over half the season to go. A lot of these guys who we know are good are going to turn it around. And this is just a great example of that from Oubre.
Speaking of another guy who turned it around, because he was not great very early in the season, and we were talking about being worried about his field goal percentage. Well, he's now ranked eighth on the season on a per-game basis, and he's inside the first round on totals as well, and that is Stephen Curry. He had 28 points, he had 3 rebounds, he had 6 assists, and he was 9 for 17 from the field, 4 for 10 from deep, and a perfect 6 for 6 from the foul line. He's definitely run into form, hasn't he? And he looks like a lock for first-round value.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was one of the guys I would say that was top five for me, and he's showing that he has potential to be number one with the volume of shots that he shoots and the percentages that he makes them at. He also is getting a lot of rebounds this season, which is really nice. He's a sneaky people forget that he's a point guard, because he gets a lot more assists than people think. I mean, he's just an amazing player, and he should be right up there for MVP. In the NBA, in my opinion.
Yeah, given how surprisingly actually not bad the Warriors have been this season after the injury to Clay, and a lot of that is, well, most of that is down to him, I think that's not an exaggeration. Wiggins had 18 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 block. Juan Toscano-Anderson played 39 minutes to lead the Warriors in minutes. What a year. People thought 2020 was weird and 2021 was not going to be weird. How about that? He had 14 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks. Are you adding Juan?
You know what? I mean, with this Looney injury and with this Wiseman injury, it's opened up minutes for JTA to step up. And he's certainly done that, and he's going to keep getting minutes as long as those guys are out. So if you got a spot for a guy for the next couple of weeks, you know, he's certainly worth a look. You know, there's going to be, after tonight, I think we're going to talk about a few guys who might be a hot waiver wire pickup, but he's definitely going to be one of them. If you're in deeper leagues, yeah, I'd go for it. And if you got a spot burning a hole at the end of your bench and in smaller leagues, you know, grab him. But just know in a couple weeks when Looney's back and Wiseman are back, you know, those minutes are going to disappear.
Yeah, and speaking of sort of weird stuff, or, you know, kind of Draymond Green's been weird. I was just reading about someone talking about how he was washed. I think it might have even been Kingy saying Green does not look good. His knee, he looks really old and he can barely move. He can't jump. But he had 11 points, 6 rebounds and 15 assists today.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't draft Draymond Green for his scoring. You drafted him for a guy who gets center qualification in a lot of leagues, who can assist and could potentially lead the league in assists this season the way he's dishing them out. As long as he can stay healthy, I mean, we're going to see a lot of these really low-end, you know, potential triple-doubles. I was a little disappointed with the defensive stats tonight. You know, no steals, no blocks, but that's rare for Green. It may be a sign that he is slowing a little bit, but he's going to get all the minutes he can handle when he's healthy, and he's going to assist and lead the league, or almost lead the league in assists. So if that's why you drafted him. So I stick with him. I wouldn't drop him. I'm not dropping him anywhere because he's doing exactly what I drafted him for. And as long as he stays healthy, he's going to keep doing it.
This was obviously a blowout, so there was some excessive garbage time minutes for Damian Lee, who had 17 and 5 with an assist and a steal with 4 3-pointers. Just a deep league guy, really, for the Dallas Mavericks. Always interesting things here. Doncic had another one of those sort of slightly down nights with the field goal percentage. It was 8 for 20, but the free throw percentage is 8 for 9. Now, this is confounding. His field goal percentage is the thing that's damaging him the most this season. I think he's shooting around about 44% on the season, which is not awful, but at the ridiculous volume that he shoots, it is hurting you. But the three throw percentage has gone the other way. So that's a weird one. If his field goal percentage had not regressed, he would be inside the top 15 players or so. But it's that field goal percentage that's just pushing him back a bit.
True, but, you know, top 15 is great, but in a lot of leagues, Doncic, people were picking him first in a lot of drafts, and he's definitely not living up to that. The field goal percentage, the turnovers, you know, he's just – the problem is, you know, when Tim Hardaway Jr. is your third best player, it's pretty hard to – you know, defenses can really focus in on you, and Porzingis seems really hesitant to go inside – which he should have been. He should have eaten up the Warriors inside tonight with no depth, but he kept launching threes. Yeah.
I mean,
Porzingis isn't going to go inside. Yeah.
In his defense, though, he did hit some of his threes. He was 5 for 8 from deep, Porzingis. 25 points, 5 True. Rebounds, 3 assists, still managed to get 2 blocks. From a fantasy perspective, this is perfectly fine, isn't it? 25, 5, and 3 with 2 blocks and 5 threes. That's second-round value.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, Porzingis is doing everything fantasy owners want him to do. He looks like he's paying off big time for people who took him later in drafts and waited on him to come back. He got back faster than expected, and he's been amazing. But in real life, he's hurting Doncic, which is hurting fantasy owners who took Doncic top 5 in most leagues. You know, they need more interior support for Doncic, because teams are just collapsing on him, and he's just going to keep having to throw up contested shots, which is going to make it really tough on him.
Given the quality in the West too, I mean, no, we know the East has improved, but the West is still decent. They may be struggling. I mean, I assume they make the play-in, but it's their other players as well, besides those two, that need to do better. Josh Richardson had two. We had one really good game, one decent game, though his shooting was bad. Today he was 2 for 9. He was even worse. He had 6 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 for 7 from deep, and 2 for 9 from the field. That's two stinkers in a row for Josh. He was on a waiver wire, and I grabbed him. But is he not must add, is he?
Not at this point. I mean, and there's no bigger Jay Rich fan than me is in fantasy. I mean, a guy who, you know, just a couple years ago was bragging about how he wanted to lead the league in blocks from the guard position. Was, you know, a great across the board fantasy guy, really helped in those tough categories, those defensive stats. He's just a shell of himself right now, and I don't really know what the deal is. He's never really been a guy who needed the ball in his hands a lot to make things happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's some kind of nagging injury or something that we find out about with him. He's just not himself, and I wouldn't rush to pick him up. You know, if it's between like him or like a guy like Robert Covington, who I've seen hitting waivers surprisingly in a bunch of leagues, I would definitely still jump on Covington. But Richardson, you know, I'd probably just leave him out there at this point until he puts together a couple good games.
We mentioned Hardaway was their third best player. He had 19, 3, and 1 on just 6 for 14 shooting. Just not great. The Mavs shot 41% from the field. It was really only their three-point shooting that kept them in it, because they were 38 for 92 from the field and 20 for 50 from the three-point line. So they hit more shots from deep.
That's than crazy. They
hit from inside the arc. Other guys, Kleber, it's weird. I talked about him on the last show as maybe being one to watch, and then he just goes and has 2 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 assist on 2 shots in his 20 minutes. Now, of course, we've got blowout stuff here. It's almost not even really worth talking about these guys in too much more detail. Jalen Brunson had 18 and 4, but again, we need to see that now that they're sort of all back, we need to see in a couple of games in a row without blowouts before we can properly judge them. The second game of the evening that I want to talk about is probably one of the most fantasy relevant or sort of like wash up relevant games is the Houston Rockets up against the Grizzlies. The Rockets won 115 to 103. It's all about the Christian Wood injury. He went off on a wheelchair. They're saying MRI tomorrow. 17 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 7 for 10 for the field, 3 for 3 for deep. Shout out to my mate, John, who was texting saying, God, Wood's just locked in from 3. And then the next thing, I went to check the score and he was leaving on a wheelchair. Yeah, so I've got him in that I call it Frankenrotor because I've lost Tommy Bryant and I've also lost Fultz in that league. That's the one that you're in where you're the fantasy dick or something, I think. And I've asked for your advice. Now, what am I going to do without Christian Wood as well on top of Tommy Bryant? I hope he's not out for more than a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it would be more than, you know, this is probably going to be one of those dreaded, like, 2 to 4 weeks where you don't get a ton of information and you hope he can make it back sooner. Woods generally come back pretty quickly from injury, so hopefully that here. I mean, the first move is see if DeMarcus Cousins is available. If he's picked up in a lot of leagues, though. Jayshon Tate is a guy who you may want to take a look and see if he's out there. He's been playing a lot of small ball center for them. You know, I know they've been trying to get away from that, but, you know, Cousins just cannot handle a full workload right now. So, you know, he's not going to be a lateral move for people who lost Wood. You're going to have to back that up with someone. And I think Tate's a guy you might want to take a look at if he's available. But other than that, you'll probably have to look somewhere else than the Rocket. For help out there on the waiver wire.
Yeah, so Tate is available, and he's available in a lot of leagues. Like, he's rostered, I'm just looking right now, his roster percentage is, it's about 20%, it's not even 20%, like 15%, it's like very low. So, I mean, what kind of guys are you adding him for? Like, would you add him over, I'm not dropping Clarkson, am I? I'm not dropping Joe Harris, I'm not dropping Quickly. We need to hold Quickly, don't we? And just see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be tough to drop him over those guys, especially when we don't know how long Wood's going to be out right now. You know, obviously, if you're in a league where you have an IR spot, plug Wood into the IR spot, grab Tate, it's a no-brainer. At this point, you know, depending on where you're at in the rankings, and with Elfrid Payton still being there in New York, you know, maybe Quickly is someone, you know, in redraft leagues that... you know, maybe a little bit too far off and you need that immediate help. You know, he's someone you could look away from. Maybe you regret it, you know, come playoff time, but you know, if you need the help now, go for it. If your team's strong though, and I mean, if those are your weak links on your team that you just listed, I think you just gotta tough it out.
Yeah, you gotta tough it out.
And how long Wood's out for.
What about Melton? He's another one, and we're gonna talk about him in a moment. He today for the Grizzlies had he had just 8 points, but he had 3 rebounds, 5 assists. He's getting 24 minutes. When he gets more than 22 minutes, he has value because 5 assists and a block, 8 and 3. I mean, the 8 and 3 is not great, but the 5 assists and a block from the guard position, you like that, don't you? And a 3-pointer as well. Would you add Tate over Melton, or are you hanging on to Melton?
That's a good question. You know, I'd probably add Tate. Just because they kind of have that three-headed monster in Memphis with Morant, Jones, and Melton. You know, and Melton's great for steals, which is tough to get, and assists, but he's typically a lower scorer, where Tate's gonna score a little bit more. He's going to get you the blocks that you're missing out from a guy like Wood. So I would probably do Tate over Melton at this point. But if your team needs are assists and steals, then I would probably lean Melton. But if you're looking to make up for, you know, the rebounds and the points and the blocks that you're losing from a guy like Wood, then Tate's the way to go.
Yeah, well, I've got Melton in a few leagues, so I just hit add. There we go. I'll see someone else can pick up Melton. I've got him in enough leagues that I won't cry over spilt milk. DeMarcus Cousins today just had 15 minutes, 5, 6, and 3 for him, but obviously he's going to be picking things up now. The thing to watch with him is going to be his field goal percentage. He's only been shooting 37% on the season, so that's an issue, isn't it? With the higher volume, he's still cooked, isn't he? Even with these higher minutes, he's going to stuff the rebounds. He's probably going to get some blocks and stuff, and he's, you know, he will hit some threes, but and it'll get your points. But the field goal percentage is probably going to be rough, isn't it?
You know, he's a little bit like a Draymond Green right now. You know, he's the lower scoring, but this from the big with the rough field goal percentage. He'll typically give you a few steals and some blocks. He's still got a great mind for the game, but the body's just not reacting like it used to. He's shooting a lot of mid-range and longer shots, which is hurting his field goal percentage. He's having a tough time getting those easy dunks and layups that he used to. But, you know, given enough minutes, if he's getting over 20 minutes a game, you know, he's gonna give you close to a triple-double pretty much every night. So you got to have him rostered. But ideally, you know, you're in a team that's either punting field goal percentage or you have enough guys to offset it.
It's Valentine's Day coming up. 2 million men are already using Manscaped products to groom. Make sure you're one of them. Valentine's Day is upon us. You don't know where the night is going to take you. And our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, are here to tell you need to use the best tools for the job. If your girl can't think of what to get you this year, tell her to get the gift that's for you and for her. The best way to get started is with the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Full of the best products to keep you looking, smelling, and feeling nice. The Perfect Package, of course, is led by the revolutionary third-generation Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer with its advanced skin-safe technology, which prevents any messes on the bathroom floor and stuff like that because it's waterproof. That's very important when it's time for Cupid to shoot his arrow, of course. The Perfect Package also comes with a pair of Manscaped boxes that will keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those over the old, used, stinky pair of boxes you have to these high-performance, anti-chafing boxes. Complete your grooming game with a new refined cologne signature scent by Manscaped. That's the signature scent that's in all Manscaped formulas. This cologne is a perfect complement to your collection. So all of this is the perfect package for your perfect package. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. That is HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping. Your balls and the people who enjoy them will thank you. And let's have a look at some of the other guys from the Rockets. Eric Gordon, he keeps on hitting three-pointers and getting points. Today, just 2 three-pointers, but you'd have 20 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. He is a three-point and point streamer, maybe a long streamer or like a deep roster guy that's worth holding through the season. PJ Tucker had a PJ Tucker line, just 3 points, but 8 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. Jayshon Tate, who you mentioned, 19 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. I watched him play in Sydney last season against LaMelo Ball. So that's, I wish I had a keepsake photograph of the two of them together there in Sydney. That would have been pretty amazing. And now he looks the guy. I'm going to have a look in some other leagues for him. Thank you for that tip. Daniel House, 13, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals in 31 minutes. Now he's another one who benefits with Christian Wood out, but I don't think he's a must add in 12 teams, is he?
No, I don't think so. House is like Gordon. He's, you know, really streaky. He's one of those guys who is on and off of waivers just because he does have games like this, which are super tempting to grab him. But the next game, he'll have 2 points and 1 assist, and you know, just because he went ice cold or made a stupid mistake and got pulled off the floor. So I think this is sort of an aberration for him. But you know, he did get 31 minutes, so. If you're in deeper leagues and you're looking for guys that are getting a lot of run, he's definitely one of those guys. But be prepared for some stinkers here or there, just like you get with Gordon. And
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Freak shooters like that.
Yeah, now, one way to avoid stinkers in your leagues is to get the Fantasy Pass. The Fantasy Pass from HoopBall, which is still the best deal in the industry at just $4.99 a month. And now we're into the regular season, well, 6 weeks in or whatever. There's zero commitment. Sign up for 1 month for $5. As I always say, that is just the cost of a cappuccino. You know what? Also, if you don't like it, you can cancel. So it's just a 1 month commitment to try it out. And one of the best things about it is the HoopBall Discord server, which I'll talk about in a second. You also get all kinds of other tools, updated projections, new fantasy appraiser tools, schedule, streaming charts, pickups and drops. Basically, it's content behind a paywall on the website, which is really great. But beyond that, you also get access to the experts, and you get that through the Discord server. What's a Discord server, you might ask yourself, if you're not familiar? Well, you should be. If you're not, it's like a Slack, like a basically, like having a Facebook Messenger, but with different named threads where you can find different experts and get one-to-one help with your leagues. It's really great stuff. Check out that Fantasy Pass. Head to hoop-ball.com. Click on the Fantasy Pass just below the main media wall. Brent is one of the most active people on there, and you don't have to be a podcaster like me to get him to help you pick up Jayshon Tate if you've just lost Christian Wood. The next game that we'll talk about is the Portland Trail Blazers up against the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, we were talking about this a little bit off air. The Blazers won this game, which is pretty weird, isn't it? 125 to 105. No CJ McCollum, of course, and no Dame Dollar today. And yet it was all the other guys. Gary Trent Jr. had 24, 3 and 3 with 4 3-pointers on 8 for 23 shooting. Gee, that man is a gunner. CJ Ellaby played 31 minutes and had 15 and 7 with an assist and a steal and 2 blocks. I guess maybe just a streamer and for a bit until we see what happens with D-Lil, or do we just wait and see with D-Lil? He's not a pickup, is he?
You know, Ellaby was a second-round pick. You know, good for him. I mean, getting 31 minutes. The block, you know, the blocks, the rebounds, you know, intriguing. He did shoot 5 threes, so anytime a guy can block and shoots a lot of threes, he's okay in my book. But I think he's definitely, this could end up being his best game of the season. It was a little bit of a blowout there at the end, so he got some extra minutes. And Lillard will be back. And, you know, Lillard is a usage hog and minutes hog. So also, I think what Little was out too, you know, so they're missing some of their more seasoned guys that are going to take those minutes away from Ellaby. But good job for that guy. But yeah, I'd probably ignore him for now until he does it again.
And Carmelo Anthony had 22 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. A steal and 2 blocks for Carmelo. Merry bloody Christmas for Carmelo Koala, as we call him down under. 8 for 14. Seriously. From the field. Just he's one that I've just given up with him. I had him on my roster. I dropped him. I picked him up. I dropped him. I don't think I'm going to go and grab him again. It's just not worth it. Let's move on. Let's not talk about Carmelo. Nurkic, God, I miss Nurkic. I lost him on my teams. Kanter had 17 and 18.
Kanter doesn't.
Oh, gee, he does not mention this him, does he? If you picked him up, Merry Christmas, late belated Merry Christmas if you got him. For the 76ers, Joel Embiid just keeps on keeping on. He had 37, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 14 for 21 from the field. Is Joker the MVP or Embiid?
I mean, Joker's the MVP in my book, right there with Steph Curry. But Embiid's been incredible. The key thing with his line tonight, and something that I think has really helped him all season, is only 0 for 1 from 3. Like, in previous seasons, he really fell in love with shooting the three-pointer. And now he's really embraced just taking it to the hoop, you know, going inside. And his field goal percentage is reflecting that. His rebounds are reflecting that. His assists are down and his threes are down. But his point, his scoring, his efficiency, and all of that are up. And, you know, you take Embiid off the Sixers, and, you know, they barely make the playoffs. So, you know, you definitely put him up there as a as an MVP. But Joker's just been just off the charts. So I can't put anybody above him at this point.
No, that is fair enough, I guess. Tobias Harris had a down game. He hit probably one of the reasons they lost was some of their shooting was from some of their guys was pretty bad. Embiid was 67% from the field. Tyrese Maxey was 5 for 8 from the field and good. Isaiah Joe had a couple of shots and 67%, but Tobias Harris was garbage. Korkmaz was garbage from the field. Danny Green was white-hot garbage, 1 for 5. And what has happened to Seth Curry, who played 12 minutes and was 0 for 1?
You know, he just coming off that, he was so hot before he had that injury. And then, you know, Maxey stepped up. Milton has stepped up with him out. And, you know, I think that's made it tough. Now, Curry's not getting the leash that he had early in the season because they know if Curry comes out and he looks a little bit off, bring in Maxey, bring in Milton. You know, those guys are super hot right now, too. So that's hurt Curry a lot, but Curry's one of those streaky guys. I think this is just a down time for him. The injury's maybe lingering a little bit. He's somebody, you know, if he pops up on waivers, somebody to keep an eye on in deeper leagues. And, you know, because he could all of a sudden get hot and have, you know, 10 good games in a row. But I think the emergence of Maxey and the way Shake Milton's been playing is really hurting Curry. It's definitely cut his leash.
Okay, well, that's something we can take away from this. I think another thing to think about here too is when you've got a guy like that who's really overperforming and they get injured or whatever the reason is, sometimes I think it's worth considering sort of selling them as soon as they can, because very often when they come back from injury, they don't get back to where they were. And like you said, because other guys come and step up, and especially if they've played well and the team has done well, then obviously, you know, any smart coach is not going to rely as heavily on one piece, even if it is your son-in-law, as it is with Seth Curry in Philadelphia. I think he likes his son-in-law more than his actual own son, if you remember. Remember when he got ejected and his son, yeah. Rivers, was giving him the big send-off and whipping up the crowd in Houston? If I did that to my dad, I would never get back in my house. You know, he would never invite me back in the doorstep.
I mean, to be as successful as those two guys have been, I mean, you have to be a super competitor. So I think, you know, I would love to just be a fly on the wall for Thanksgiving at the Rivers house, just to see the type of like street football games or arguments over the turkey leg, last turkey leg, just what's going on there. Cause I'm sure it's just super competitive.
It would be, yeah.
But that is, you know, that's an interesting strategy. You know, if someone's streaky like that gets hurt, I think it's a little bit easier said than done, just because, you know, you feel like whenever you're selling a hurt guy, you're getting less than you normally would. And there's always that, you always feel like, oh, I got to steal in the draft, I got to hang on to this guy. But you're right. A lot of these guys, they get hurt and they just come back and they're either not the same or somebody stepped in and took their spot or took some of their minutes. Mm-hmm. So they're just not going to get back to where they were. You know, that's something I hadn't really thought about, but I like that strategy a lot.
Yeah, I was thinking of this. There's a scene in one of the Godfather movies where Nicolas Cage says to his uncle at one point, like, you used to be the man, but I'm the man now. And I bet you that's the kind of line that Austin Rivers would like to use on his dad. We'll see. The Utah Jazz lost only once, I think, in their last 13 or 14 games. They won 112-91 against the Hawks. For the Hawks, there was no Trae Young in this game, so it's a bit hard to read too much into it. Clint Capela had 6 points, but he had 17 rebounds, one assist, 3 for 14 from the field. What the hell is that? One of the weirdest lines you'll see all season, isn't it?
And no blocks either. So, yeah, no blocks and that field. I mean, those are the only reason you have Capela, is for the blocks and the field goal percentage. And I mean, at least he got the rebounds, the three things you have him for. He got 1 out of 3 this game. I think this is just a weird one.
Yeah.
No Young setting him up. And, you know, they could just collapse in on the key if you don't have Young out there to keep you honest.
Yeah, and also, of course, Rudy Gobert in the key way, obviously, you know, that's a big impediment to field goal percentage. Kevin Huerter is one of the best pickups in the last couple of weeks, I think, with these injuries and stuff. He had 16 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 3 steals and a block. Wow, you love that from your guard position, don't you? Rondo had no points, 6 rebounds and 8 assists. There's a weird line for you, but it's just all weird. Cam Reddish had 12, 3, and 1. He has been disappointing this season. On the flip side of DeAndre Hunter, who's been very good, but he was missing as well. So I think we can just move along and talk about the Jazz. Donovan Mitchell had 18 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. Now, this guy's a bit of a lightning rod for different kinds of opinions. What do you think about Don Mitchell? I know a lot of people grabbing him even as early as the late in the third round, fourth round, but I wasn't keen on touching him because he hasn't had a top. He's basically only really touched top 50 in the last couple of seasons. He's never had a top 40 season. And it just today was 7 for 18 from the field. The field goal percentage is not quite there. The free throw percentage is not elite. Where are you on Donovan Mitchell?
I'm with you. I tend to avoid Mitchell just based on where he's normally drafted. He's just a way better real-life NBA player than he is fantasy player. His game just does not translate well to fantasy. The low field goal percentage, he's not really a great three-point shooter. He just shoots a lot of threes. You know, he doesn't wow you with his assist numbers, and he's not really getting a lot of rebounds. So he's sort of like a really like high end scoring and 3-point specialist. He does get some steals here or there, but yeah, I'm with you. He's just one of those mystery guys where you feel like he should be a lot better just because of how good he is in real life, but it just doesn't translate to the fantasy world.
Now, where do we start? Jordan Clarkson has been one of the kind of surprising, just really good value late round draft pick guys this season. He had a bit of a bounce back because the last sort of 2 weeks or so, he's dropped off a bit, but he had 23-7 with 5 3-pointers today. If he's on your wire and you need 3 points and a point streamer who you might even hang on to, I would consider it. I've got him in quite a few leagues and I've got good value and I'm hanging on to him even when he has a cold streak, because heck, what am I going to do? Have Terry Ross instead? Gee, speaking of guys like Terry Ross who have really long cold streaks, Bojan Bogdanovic, Mr. Bojangles, as I call him, he had 21-6, one assist, no steals, no blocks, just 1 3-pointer. So he must have been hitting some long twos, 2 for 2 from the foul line. Bojan, I picked him up in a couple of places. Have a look if he's on your wire. He's worth it. Royce O'Neal just had 2 points and 10 rebounds. He's inside the top 100, but he's not really a must add. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, just on Bojan, I definitely add him if he's available. He's starting to pick it up. You know, the wrist injuries are tough for shooters, but he's starting to get that back, and he's even getting some more assists than normal. Royce O'Neal is just one of those guys who you look at the top 100, you're like, what? That guy's a top 100 player? Sort of like a Kenny Anderson type of guy. But then you look at the numbers and you realize this guy is like a rebounding machine. And usually pretty good field goal percentage. He usually shoots more than 1 for 4. But yeah, definitely not a must add. But if you need rebounds and some defensive stats, you know, you could do worse than O'Neal. And yeah, I love Clarkson. Clarkson this year has been great. His assist numbers have come up. But this is a very Jordan Clarkson line. The 23-7, no assists with 5 threes. The cool thing about Clarkson is he's a 3-point specialist, but he does get a lot of rebounds. So that puts him head and shoulders above, you know, guys like Eric Gordon or Terrence Ross or these other 3-point specialists who don't give you much in the way of other stats.
And back to Bojan for a second. Would it be surprising to you if I told you that in the last week he was ranked 31 in 9 category on a per game basis?
No, not at all. I mean, he was a monster last season, and I think he started so slow. I think a lot of people might have got a steal by getting him off of waivers. He's a big part of that offense, especially, you know, when Ingles isn't playing well, which is more often than not these days. You know, they love Bojan. He's gonna get 30 minutes a night most nights. And like I said, his ancillary numbers have come up a lot. He was typically like a Jordan Clarkson type, like 3-pointers, rebounds, and points. But I've noticed a lot more assists. I've noticed some defensive stats from him. So I think he's starting to get back into that groove.
The last game of the evening is the Denver Nuggets up against the LA Lakers. That game is still going on as we speak. It's about 9:20 p.m. In PST right now, and it's 4:20 in the afternoon on Friday in Sydney where I am. The Nuggets are trailing 82 points to 92. A couple of just very quick talking points here in the last few minutes of the show. It's all about Michael Porter Jr. Coming off the bench. He's only played 19 minutes. His usage is down, although some poor shooting today, 3 for 10 from the field. I wonder if that's a confidence thing. 8 points, 3 rebounds, just 1 steal. Meanwhile, J. Michael Green started. He's played 28 minutes. He has 14 points, 8 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 3-pointers. This is a development, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't. I this might be more of just the size of the Lakers more than anything. But I have noticed. Yeah, Porter has been down. Maybe he's just working, getting his conditioning back, coming off of that COVID. That was a long absence that he was out. It's tough to get your legs back. But he's definitely a buy low in my opinion. If you can get someone who's nervous about him, I would go for Porter. Yeah, I love Michael Porter Jr. I think as far as points, rebounds, blocks, you know, 3-pointers, they're going to all be at elite levels. It might be a great time to go buy low.
Yeah, when you say buy low, he's like 9 times lower in the last week than he is his average on the season, because he's 24 on the season and he's 214th in the last week. Now, that's only off a couple of games, but it's definitely looks like a buy-low candidate. I've got him in a few spots, and I thought he was going to be a league winner. So, gee. Will Barton is another beneficiary of extra minutes at the moment, but then just 9-2 with 4 assists for him in his 31 minutes so far. Jamal Murray has been a bit disappointing at 17-4-1 so far. Jokic having a very quiet game against the Lakers. 9 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. It's funny, isn't it? It's like 10-10 with 5 assists, and it's very quiet, but just 4 of 12 from the field. So yeah. Obviously, he's struggling up against the Lakers, who are obviously a very good basketball team. For the Lakers, LeBron James has 24, 8, and 7. He is chugging along. Davis has 11, 7, 2 with 3 steals and 2 blocks. That's what gets him that first round value, that just incredible defensive upside. Dennis Schroeder, 18, 2, and 3. Kyle Kuzma, 11, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Montrezl Harrell, 12 and 4. Anything from the Lakers that jumps out for you in your final comment today, my man?
Yeah, you know, Dennis Schroeder, I think, has been a sneaky value all year. He was one of the guys that I was hyping up a lot in drafts based on where he was going, and he's getting a lot of minutes. He's getting a lot of usage when he comes in for the Lakers. Love Dennis Schroeder. I mean, but what else are you going to say? James and Davis are just the elite of the elite. I mean, if you drafted, I think guys who have LeBron must be pinching themselves because he dropped a lot in a lot of drafts because people thought he was going to sit a bunch this season. He really hasn't, and he's been amazing. So you probably, based on where you drafted LeBron, got a huge steal early on, and probably got 2 really good players drafting, you know, at the end of the first, the beginning of the second. So good job there. But that's about it. I mean, that's not much else to say about the
probably,
Lakers.
Probably one of the most.
They kind of alternate who does good.
Yeah, probably one of the more boring teams for fantasy because they've really only got 2 guys who are valuing the others as streamers. Brent, thank you very much for joining us today, mate. It was magic to have you on again, and we look forward to having you on again next week back in California.
Yeah, back at home base with my home mic. I can't wait for it. And Aaron, thanks. Always a pleasure, man. I look forward to this every week.
It was wonderful having you. Thanks very much, mate. Bye for now. Take care, everybody.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.